and welcome to this licensing committee meeting, which is being held in the civic offices on the 17th of July 2024 at 10 a.m. Can you please make sure that any telephones are switched off so that we don't have any interruptions? And you all will have had a copy of the procedure as to how we're going to conduct the meeting. We're going to start by number one. Perhaps we should maybe all introduce ourselves, although we may know one another. As you can see, I'm Councillor Angela Loughran, and I am chairing today's licensing committee. And on my right,
Councillor Julian Thorley.
And on my left,
Councillor Anne Edgler.
And then we'll go around, starting with Lucy, please.
Lucy Taylor Grime from Legal Services.
Judy Wallace, licensing manager.
Can you speak up a wee bit, because I can't hear very well.
Mohamed Nisrahman.
Right, Mohamed, you're welcome. And?
Morning, Jim Finn, Staffordshire Police Licensing.
Right.
Richard Jarman, Licensed Officer of Staffordshire Police. Right,
thank you, Richard.
And Jackie Allen, Democratic Services Officer.
Right, we're going to start off by having the licensing officer to pick up for us this morning, please. Julie. Thank you, Julie.
Good morning, everyone. The purpose of this report is to consider an application for a premises licence in relation to the property known as Iyad Pepper's Pizza, 3 Bridge Street, Stafford, ST162HJ. On the 10th of May 2024, the Council received an application for a premises licence for Iyad Pepper's Pizza, 3 Bridge Street, Stafford. The application is for a late night refreshment licence to operate from 2300 hours to 0200 hours on Mondays and Tuesdays, from 2300 to 0400 hours on a Wednesday, 2300 to 0200 on Thursdays and Fridays, and 2300 to 0500 on Saturdays and Sundays. On bank holidays, they wish for the licensable activities to be extended by a further hour, 1 hour. The premises license holder of the premises is Mohamed Rahman. Mohamed Rahman, the agent acting on behalf of the license holder, I believe was Kerry Cox of Licensing 182 Application Services. That no longer appears to be the case. A relevant representation has been received during the consultation period from Staffordshire Police Licensing Unit, which relates to two of the licensing objectives: the prevention of crime and disorder and public safety. Staffordshire Police consider that granting this licence will undermine the Council's licensing objectives, with the rationale that when this premises was previously licensed, it had more stringent conditions than are being offered by the applicant, who also worked on the premises at that time, and are concerned that due to the previous site history, that the current applicant has not acknowledged or considered these at all. The police previously called a review for this premises. The licensing authority also made a representation in support of the review, as it has a history of non-compliance with concerns over the way the premises is fundamentally managed and the prevention of crime and disorder and public safety. The license was revoked on the 5th of July 2023. A further application in November 2023 by a relative of the previous proprietor and involved with the business was refused on the 7th of December 2023. And obviously the documents relating to the application, including the application for the premises licence and reps, are attached as a confidential appendix. Thank you.
Right. So, thank you very much, Julie. And if we then move on to number two, and that is, of course, the police, please.
Good morning, Madam Chair. Members of the Licensing Committee, Staffordshire Police believe the granting of this application to allow the requested licensable activities will undermine the licensing objectives, namely the prevention of crime and disorder and public safety. And this is evidenced by the previous operation in the location where, as a late night refreshment premises, there were reoccurring issues of crime and disorder. Staffordshire Police is aware that the current applicant, Mr. Mohamed Anees Rahman, has worked at the premises on and off since 2021. Under the management of both the previous premise licence holder, Mr. Khatib Khan, and the previous premise licence applicant, Mr. Ghulam Abbas. I wish to highlight the recent history of the premises located at 3 Bridge Street, Stafford. The premises, previously known as Peppers, had a premises licence which was held by Mr. Khatib Khan. This licence was first suspended by the licensing subcommittee on the 1st of November 2022 and then subsequently revoked by the licenses subcommittee on the 5th of July 2023. These two hearings were following requests to review the premise licence made by Staffordshire Police. Following on from the revocation of the premises licence, an application for a new premise licence was submitted by Mr. Ghulam Abbas, who had reportedly taken over the business. This was objected to by Staffordshire Police due to a close association with the previous licence holder, who still had an involvement with the operation of the business, and therefore meaning there was no material change to the management of the premises, and had worked at the premises under the previous licence holder's tenure. This application was subsequently rejected by the licences subcommittee on the 7th of December 2023. This then brings me to this current application under the premises name Hayat Peppers, the same address, made by Mr. Rahman. On the 23rd of April 2024, a face-to-face meeting was held at the request of Mr. Rahman with myself and Sergeant James Finn. The meeting request was in relation to a potential premise licence application for Bridge Street, Stafford. During this meeting, Mr. Rahman was asked a number of questions, including how he knew the business was for sale, to which Mr. Rahman stated he had first come across Peppers as a customer before he got talking to the staff, and that he had been working at the premises from December 2023, learning the business and including the local recipes. He stated he would be buying the business from a Mr. Ghulam Abbas and then renting the building. He was asked how often he worked at Peppers. Mr. Rahman stated he works most weekends and some weekdays. During the conversation, Mr. Rahman mentioned being a registered doorman. He was asked where he had worked as a doorman. Mr. Rahman stated he had worked for a short time at the Bear, again located in Stafford. Mr. Rahman, without prompt, stated that he had read the newspapers and was aware that the premise had lost its licence. He was asked what hours he would be requesting if an application were to be submitted, to which he stated it would be the same as the previous licence to cover the closing times of Casa and Grapes. During this meeting, Mr. Rahman did not mention Mr. Khatib Khan throughout the conversation by name. He only referred to him as the one with the golden tooth. At the end of this meeting, it was explained to Mr. Rahman that some time would be needed to run the necessary checks around what he had stated during the meeting before any advice and comment could be made by Staffordshire Police and their position on any future applications. On the 29th of April 2024, Staffordshire Police Licensing requested a further meeting with Mr. Rahman to advise on the police position in relation to any future premise license application. Mr. Rahman was shown CCTV footage from inside Peppers, to which Mr. Rahman admitted that it was him on the footage. The CCTV footage was from the 2nd of May 2022 and shows Mr. Rahman working behind the counter. This is 18 months earlier than the date Mr. Rahman stated he started working at the premises in the initial meeting on the 23rd of April. If I can refer you to page 131 in the bundle, which is section 4, there are two still images of Mr. Rahman working at Peppers on Monday the 2nd of May 2022. These stills have been taken from the footage that was shown to Mr. Rahman. So during this meeting, Mr. Rahman was asked the following questions. When did he start working at Peppers? Mr. Rahman now stated he started sometime in 2021 and that he had worked there for 7 to 8 months, if not slightly longer. Mr. Rahman went on to say he stopped working at the premises in July 2022 and that during this time he had worked for Mr. Khan, mentioning him by name. He was asked why he had not mentioned working at the premises prior to December 2023. Mr. Rahman stated he thought he was only being asked about the time he had worked for Mr. Abbas and not Mr. Khan. He was asked if he had ever worked at Peppers in the position of door staff. Mr. Rahman stated he had worked as door staff at Peppers on a handful of occasions. He was then asked if he could recall a visit made to the premises by Sergeant Finn on the 17th of December 2021. Where Mr. Rahman had been seen coming from working in the kitchen of Peppers to putting on his SIA badge and taking up a position of door staff due to Sergeant Finn conducting a licensing visit at the time and asking questions in relation to the premises licensing conditions. Mr. Raheman recalled working at the premises in December 2021. And at the end of the meeting, Mr. Raheman asked what he needed to do to prove his takeover of the business moving forward with potentially applying for a premises licence in the future. This was explained to Mr. Raheman in detail by Sergeant Finn, and that ultimately any decision on a future application would not be made by the police, but the council licensing subcommittee. From a police perspective, the information that Mr. Raheman came out with during the two meetings raised some serious concerns, including why did Mr. Raheman not disclose in the initial meeting his full history of involvement at the premises? Why did he withhold information? It was clear from the meeting that Mr. Raheman was aware of the previous history of the premises and the premise licence being revoked from Mr. Carr. Yet he appeared to want to hide the fact that he knew Mr. Carr and he had worked for him during his tenure, rather than being completely open and honest from the outset. This is then reiterated by the fact that Mr. Raheman failed to mention that he had worked as a member of SIA door staff at the premises during Mr. Carr's tenure. The Licensing Act promotes positive working relationships between responsible authorities in the licensing trade. It is not unreasonable for conversations and meetings to be open and honest, rather than that at best only being partly factual and accurate. By his own admission, the current applicant admits to working at the premises during its most troubled times, which resulted in two applications to review the premise licence, the second one resulting in revocation. There is genuine concern that there is no material change in the management of this business and that this is an attempt to regain a premise licence by a party who had involvement in the previous operation. Staff to police consider that the granting of this application for the carrying out of late night refreshment will undermine the licensing objectives as previously highlighted. This is due to what is considered to be a close association with the previous license holder and previous applicant, therefore meaning there is no meaningful change to the management of the premises. Therefore, Staffordshire Police request that this application be refused.
Thank you. Mr. Raheman, do you have any questions or any points you'd like to make to the police?
Yeah, talking about the management, yeah, like Mr. Khan, yeah, since I've taken over, yeah, since April, he has not come to this premises, yeah, he hasn't worked in the premises since that, and he will not work in the future as well, as long as I'm in this business.
Excuse me, I'm asking you if you have any questions that you want to ask. You know, you'll get your chance to actually put forward your own case. But anything you feel that has been said that you would question or you would like further clarification about? You don't have anything? Are you sure? Right. Councillor Thorley, do you have any questions for the police and what has been said?
Just going back to December when we refused the licence. And what's been outlined, what do you consider that Mr. Ryman is not going to adhere to if we were to license him with these hours?
Well, obviously the consideration is the promotion of the licensing objectives. Because of how the premises was previously run, the police position is that there is no material change in that management. We call it follow the money. In effect, so irrespective of whose name may now appear on a license, there is those intrinsic links to who's been in charge before and who was most likely still involved and behind it, and therefore even though the license is in one individual's name, the actual structure and operational management and decision making actually lies in the hands of others. And we have seen this with other premises in different parts of the county on a number of occasions where licences have been revoked or refused. They've initially gone down the appeal route. Obviously, the evidence is overwhelming, which is what happened when the licence was revoked for this premises. The appeal gets abandoned and another application comes in. So with regards to how the process has been followed from the policing experience, this is not a unique situation. We see reapplication for the same premises, but what we've not been shown, which we usually are when it's genuine, is any tenancy documents, sales of the business, things like that. All those things that would prove a case, particularly when as was outlined by the licensing manager, initially there was a licensing agent involved whose boss is actually a barrister, who we deal with quite regularly, and those are the sorts of things we would see. So if it was relicensed with these hours, our position is we're going to return back to the problems that we had before.
Because last time, when we had this hearing on the 7th of December, you came with a load of video footage, which was shot in between the December date and the July date when the licence was revoked, and they've been breaking the rules that had been stipulated down. You know, they've been surfing over hours and doing all
what
was deemed untoward events. Well, this morning, you haven't brought anything of that.
We haven't brought anything of that nature, Councillor, to be quite correct. We haven't got evidence of that. However, again, once we've presented evidence of that type, where there is a plan to relicense premises in the future, particularly where there's a barrister involved and in a capable licensing consultant, the usual advice on their part to the applicant is don't get caught doing anything you shouldn't.
See, because where I'm sitting,
there's
actually been an improvement on the premises.
Okay.
Not whatever you want to say. It's not been a depreciation. It's been an improvement.
Okay. I suppose when we say improvement, what we've actually had is the minimum standard that they've actually adhered to the law.
Yeah. Well, that's an improvement from last time, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
When they were surfing in hours, which they shouldn't have been.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I don't think I've got much more to add to you, haven't I?
Right, okay, thank you. Councillor Edger.
Yes, thank you, and good morning. Good morning, everyone. Are you a member of Pub Watch?
Oh, no, but you're asking. Oh, sorry. It's the police
department. Oh, I'm sorry. I do apologise.
Right.
No, I'm just... you
were asking the police have given the evidence.
Yeah. Do you find, then, that security has been any better at the premises since the last application was put forward?
I'm not aware of them actually utilising security at the premises, because obviously they would have to close at 11. Most food venues that close at 11, because that time it falls outside of the licensing requirements, don't utilise security because the risk is later on, which is why late night refreshment is actually licensed from 2300 and beyond. So I'm not aware of them having any security, but from policing the town centre perspective, the risk is minimal. 2300 hours and lower. It is usually the flick of the switch time is really midnight. To be fair, and that was replicated in, well, I'd say nationally. To be fair, having worked in various places.
No, that's it. Thank you.
Right. Okay. Right. I think you've really covered all that I feel should be covered.
Thank you.
We'll now ask Mr. Mohammed. You want to present your case now. If you want to present your case now, why you should in fact be given the licence, why do you feel you should be given it?
Mr. Finney said about the amendment, Since I've taken over here, I'm following all the rules till 11 o'clock. Since the football happening here, for Euros, we've been serving lots of customers here because of football before 11 o'clock, but we used to serve till from 11 to 4 o'clock. We used to have many customers. And we've been serving them very quite nicely. There was no mismanagement in that property yet. Before football finished 10 o'clock, in Sundays, we were very busy till 11 o'clock. We closed about 10:55 closed the door. We were full inside the customers. There was no mismanagement. There was no security that time as well. All the pubs, they have security, but we haven't had security. But we were managing very well. Like what they have done previously, I'm not responsible for them. I will be responsible for myself. I will not put anything on my name which put me on like a radar or some like police and all that. I will be responsible for my dreams here. And I can guarantee it here, if like what happened before here, I will not repeat all these things again. And when you talk about management here, since I've taken over, all the staff has been changed. I've all the staff who can speak proper English. I'm a very good speaker, so I don't even serve customers. I put other people here who can speak better, So when people come here, their mind not properly. That's where the problem starts with the customers. When they can't communicate properly, I have changed all the staff just to make sure like I can serve customer better. Yeah. So there will be no argument with the customer, but customer can understand you and you can understand customers. And I've been doing this here, and I can guarantee, yeah, like it's Mr. He said like I'll be the front man, Mr. Khan. I am not here. Mr. Khan was never the business owner here. It was always his sister or Mr. Abbas. He was just managing the place. And now he's not even part of the business anymore. He's finished. He's gone now. Since I've taken over, he's gone. I've been doing all the buying, purchasing. These are the bills, yeah, like electricity bill. I've got the gas bill. I've got the council tax. Everything was on my name at the moment. I've been doing this. And I will not do this, yeah, if I don't own the business. Because if any payments decline, yeah, I will go in minus, yeah. It will destroy my credit history and all that. It will affect me because I'm not very old, I'm a young guy. I will not put any risk, yeah, which harm my future. So if you talking about Mr. Khan will be my he will give me the orders, yeah. He won't be part of any business, yeah. I'll make sure, yeah, if you come, if you guys grant us a license, and if you come to this business, this premises, I will give him a license that day. You, with the cameras, I can give you the camera access to 24 hours, you can access to the camera, you can watch anytime I enter and like this. He won't come to the property in the premises. I have no contacts with him, madam. I'm just have contacts with Abbas at the moment, Ghulam Abbas. I can see only this, yeah, but nowadays, all the businesses are way down, yeah. Everybody is closing down. Half of Stafford is closed down, high streets. There's no business on the high street. And we till 11 o'clock, we're not making enough money to pay the staff, to pay the bills and everything. It's very hard at the moment. And just because after 11 till 4 o'clock, we make something, yeah, to pay our overdues and all that. Like, we can't deliver till, fast food is all about late night, yeah. People never like ordering late night food. From 11 to 2 o'clock, this is the peak time for delivery as well. You can't deliver as well. It's like, you can't do business at the moment. It's just so restricted that till 11 o'clock, we can't do anything till 11 o'clock. This food in this place demands more time.
Have you finished?
Yeah, that's it.
Right, okay then, that's fine, thank you. Do the police have anything to ask of Mr. Law?
Yes, please, Chair. You mentioned the Euros on Sunday a few minutes ago.
Pardon?
You mentioned the Euros on Sunday.
Yes,
a few minutes ago. I was making some notes as you were speaking, yeah. But if I've got it slightly wrong, please do say.
No,
you said you shut the doors at 10:55.
I did serve the last customer, yeah, because the customer was still inside, yeah. But I was on the door, yeah, just to take the customers out, yeah.
So what time did the customers leave?
The last customers finished by after 11 o'clock. Because when they ordered before 11, yeah, we have food takes time to cook, after 10, 15 minutes. Sometimes some customers order more food, yeah, so they takes time. But I was on the door, yeah. I got the keys, I was on the door, I was not letting anybody in. I was only letting anybody who was ordered the food. So I told them, if you want to come inside, stay inside, because you ordered the food, otherwise stay inside, I'll give you the food.
But you provided the food to some customers after 11 o'clock?
But they ordered before 11 o'clock.
Okay.
So food takes time to cook, at least 15, 20 minutes. Because we don't do everything frozen, yeah. It's all fresh, yeah. It takes time to cook. So customer ordered, yeah. Some customers take 20 minutes to food, because they ordered big food. But when people are done, they order a lot of food, because all groups and all that. So some people were standing outside. So I asked them, if you want to come inside or stay outside, I'll lock the door. They said they'll come in. So then they came in and then
we
served the food.
Okay. But some food was provided after
11 o'clock. Yeah. But we didn't serve the customer after 11 o'clock. That's the food, yeah. We served them before 11 and the food was cooked after 11 o'clock. Then we provided the food.
Okay.
Okay.
You've also mentioned a few minutes ago that Mr. Carr never actually owned the business. He was his sister and his brother, Mr. Abbas.
That's what they told me.
Okay. Yeah. Who owns the business now?
At the moment, I am running the business.
No, that's what I asked.
Yeah.
Who owns the business now, please?
Like, you're talking about the business?
Yes.
Yes, I own the business, yeah.
Okay.
I've got the company on my name. I showed you the papers. I've got the bills on my name. with the council tax on my name.
Okay. I'm not trying to be pedantic, I really aren't. You've got a lot of things in your name, that's fine, I understand that. Have you bought the business from Mr. Abbas? Which is really a yes or a no answer.
Like business is that there.
Have you bought the business from Mr. Abbas?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
And when did you do that, please?
Like if you're talking about taking up the business, yeah?
No, I'm asking, have you bought the business? Not are you running it, or
yeah.
Are you operating to put things in your name so you're operationally able to conduct financial transactions? The question is, who owns the business? Because you said when Mr. Khan was running it, he was really a manager, I think was the terminology you used, the business was owned by Mr. Khan's sister and his brother, Mr. Bass, who was the previous applicant. Who owns the business now?
I'm taking all the whatever coming here, I'm taking all of it.
You are or you have?
I am, yeah, I am, and still at the moment. I'm still doing it.
Excuse me, you are the owner of the business,
I
is
am,
that?
Yeah, I am.
You are the owner, you have bought the business from Mr. Khan.
I bought from Mr. Abbas, yeah. I bought the business from Mr. Abbas. Yeah.
You have bought the business,
yeah.
So therefore the business is in your name.
It is on my name, yeah.
Right.
It is on my name,
yeah.
Okay. When did you buy it?
When I spoke to you guys, yeah. In that time, yeah, I was in the talk with them, I told you.
Okay. Can I just ask one question there? I can see what Sergeant Finn is aiming at.
Mm.
My concern is that you're saying that you bought it a while back,
yeah.
And yet you've just referred to Mr. Abbas,
yeah.
As though you're in regular contact with him.
I'm still in contact with him, yeah.
So why, if you've left all that behind and you now own and run the business,
because
what has Mr. Abbas got to do with it?
Because I haven't paid them yet.
Yeah,
I told them I will do. Let me sort the license first. Then I will do the money and everything done.
So you haven't bought the business. You have not bought the business.
Like if you talk about the money wise, yeah, I haven't paid them yet.
You
but
haven't
I've
paid them.
Yeah,
you have said you will buy it,
yeah.
But you haven't bought it yet.
I've got everything here, but I told them I will not pay you until I get the license.
Right.
Because this business here doesn't cost a lot at the moment, yeah, because it's been declined a lot.
Yeah.
So I
think we actually understand that you have said that you would buy the business, but it is on condition that
you
get
a license
to be. So is that the situation?
It is at the moment.
Right, thank you very much. That's fine. Sergeant?
No more questions, thank you.
Right, thank you.
Mm.
No further questions.
Could I just ask one more question?
Yeah, one more.
If you wouldn't mind. Well, there's two actually. Why did you lie to the police about how long you'd been there? What was your reasoning behind that? What were you? Because it looks as though you were trying to cover something up. So why did you do that?
No, I didn't lie. I thought I'd be misunderstood. Like I thought he was talking about Mr. Abbas. Like how long I worked for them, for Mr. Abbas. I told them in the meeting as well. That's what I heard. Yeah. Maybe I misunderstood. Yeah. Then when they asked me, then I told them that I did work. Because I asked for the meeting, yeah, there's nothing to hide. I asked for the meeting, I want to meet them, I want to introduce myself there, so they can have a chat about me. All my doing that, so going to them and I, explore myself, yeah, to get to know them, yeah, to get to know me about myself, so they can have a chat about me.
Okay, and the final question is, if you are hopefully intending to own the business, you currently manage it. Why are you acting as door staff?
I was.
How do you keep an eye on the whole business if you're acting as door staff? Technically, it's not required at the moment because up to 2,300.
No, I thought I was holding the key. I was just telling the customers, can you please move? Yeah, because I need to open the door. I was doing this Sunday. I was not doing the door staff. I got the key, I was telling the customer, can you please move, I need to close, and I remember, I was telling them, that's what I meant. I was doing the security before, yeah, but now my license expired, I'm not doing the security anymore. My license expired in May, I didn't renew it. I was doing the security before, yeah, but not anymore.
And there was a lot of incidents, wasn't there?
No,
it happens,
yeah. Being honest with you, yeah, I've never seen anything major happening inside the property. Anything happening outside the property, this and that had nothing to do with the property. Whatever happened outside.
Right, that's fine. So what you're actually seeing is you were acting as the manager and locking the door. You weren't acting as door staff, is that what you were saying?
No, I was just telling the customer, can you please move, I need to go
yes.
because we are closing 11 o'clock, we can't open after 11 o'clock, can you please move? I was just telling them, because customers,
okay.
a lot of customers just were...
That's fine, thank you, that's fine, thank you. Right. Councillor Thornley.
The thing I've got issues with here is obviously around security. That's why the hours have been taken away. And if we were going to license you these hours that you were applying for, what big changes would you make to the security of the premises? Because they haven't been taken away for no non-serious reason.
But my experience here, I was two low staffs here, because this problem is two low staff. One inside here, one other door.
What's the other door?
One other door, yeah, one inside the property. Because it's like 10 to 15 people can sit inside here. And when it's busy, less busy, you need one staff inside here, one outside. So I will do that, yeah, and I will provide all the, I will give the records of all the security staff, yeah, and we'll get the company and all that, maybe two door staff, yeah, just to make sure that we.
So you're going to employ two door staff.
Two door staff, yeah.
And who's going to train these door staff? Because
they are companies, yeah. They provide you with the. They provide with the. Stores, the like they provide. They outsource you with the door bank and all that. So we will just have contact with them, yeah, and they provide all the. Door staff. What you need, yeah. But I'll make sure, like all the whatever happened before, yeah, will never happen again, yeah. I can guarantee this, yeah. Because this, at the moment, yeah, we need to do business something. This is really hard to survive at the moment, to be honest with you guys. It's at the moment, it's so quiet, yeah. We can't even pay the bills. It's like, business is dying at the moment. We have to. These hours, yeah, we tried everything, advertisement and all that, but people are so used to coming inside, yeah, from these hours, yeah, they're not moving back to normal hours because people are used to the long hours. Because other times, when they open till late, people go to them. This is like hurting our business. What I can do, I'll make sure, yeah, I'll rent you, like, I'll provide with all the what you need, yeah, what is required, yeah. You can review me after every 3 months if you want to. You can give me some time, yeah, to review me how I'm progressing, a few months. And then if I'm not following any instruction, yeah, you can take it back. You can take it back, but like at least give me some chance, yeah. let me show you how I can improve, like we can do better.
Okay.
Anything else?
No further questions on the security of the premises.
Thank you. Yeah, you really, you know, that's one thing I was going to ask about security, but are you a member of Pub Watch?
I was going to, but I'm not at the moment yet.
You're not at the moment. Why is it you want to extend the hours? What benefit would that be to you?
We got pubs and clubs next to us, yeah. We're surrounded by like Casa, Revolution, Big Picture House, and Grapes, yeah. So these places, they close some places close 2 o'clock, 1 3 o'clock, 1 4 o'clock. They have all the different timing there. And when people go in, people start going to these places after 10 o'clock, and they finish about when they close, they come in. So if we close 11 o'clock and the place goes into 2 o'clock, yeah, we're losing business. Like this, when we close down, yeah, these people can go to somewhere else. And on the weekends, most people are out, they don't order on delivery. So before 11 o'clock, there's no footfall on the streets. We only get customers when they finish pubbing, yeah, they come to us. Because we are very next to the taxi rank as well. So we really need these hours, yeah, because these are the only business hours we have. We try to open in the daytime as well, but there's no customer in the daytime as well. It's because this town is almost quiet. You see, most of the shops are closed. So people don't really get hard to shop and all that. So there's no footfall in the daytime or before 11 o'clock. The only footfall we get here is from the pubs and clubs.
Right. Can I? You said about security and what have you. How are you going to guarantee that what's happened in the past doesn't happen again with all the problems, you know, with the antisocial behaviour?
The one thing I told you, like before, yeah, the staff was not. My English not that very good as well, you can see. But I told you, I got the staff there who can speak proper language because the. But my experience is, yeah, the main problem happens with language, yeah. When you're serving customer, you can't speak proper English, yeah. The customer don't understand you, and you can't understand the customer, and that's where the problem starts. If you have proper staff, you can serve properly, you can speak and with the customer properly, then you can, then the customer, because customer, when they drink, they don't like to repeat the things again and again and again. So they just want, they just come and just want food and they just want to go. They don't want to stay, they don't want to talk a lot. They just want the food and go. And if you can't understand customers, yeah, that takes long. You can keep on asking, what's your order? That's where the problem starts. And with the security, yeah, previously they had only one guy, yeah. Now, I can get three as well. But I'll make sure, but I'll have two all the time, yeah. On Friday, Saturday, bank holidays. Two doormen all the time. One inside and one at the door. And we'll get the radio from the police as well, like the pubs and clubs have. If anything happens, they'll contact the police straight away. Like the radios, with the, I don't know what you call it, the radios, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They have contact with the police, yeah, straight away.
Comes with what's a pub watch?
Yes,
pub watch, yeah. I'll remember of that as well.
Right, kind of follow on. What training do you give to your staff? And how many staff do you have? Have you got enough staff there? If this was granted, have you got enough staff trained? And what training do you give to your staff?
We got lab training, yeah, food hygiene training. And the most staff we get, yeah, is they all been working for other tables very, very long time. At the moment, I've got three staff, yeah, at the moment, yeah. But as soon as I got the license, yeah, I've got already got it. Two, three guys at the back, yeah, I'll call them as well. We normally have six or seven people. Yeah, two, three serving there, and three making the food, and two, three at the kitchen.
Yeah.
So it depends, yeah, the more busier, yeah, the more staff we have. It's easy for us as well to.
Right, so they do get properly trained.
They are, yeah. I've got the level 2 trainings for all the staff, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for level 2 training, food hygiene training, how
mm-hmm.
to manage the food, how to avoid the cross contamination and all that.
Right, can I just ask another question? What hygiene rating do you have from the Borough Council?
We have three, yeah.
Pardon?
At the moment, we have 3-star.
3-star.
But at the moment, yeah, I'm spending money inside the property. I'm changing the floor, I'm changing the front of the shop as well. I'm changing the name as well. So there will be a lot of changes, yeah. When we have the next, next inspection, yeah. I'm hopeful we get the over 4, yeah. We already registered with the council with the new company.
Yeah. Well, you just told us that you know, the footfall is not very good and that, so you're not making the money. So is this money that you're doing, the change into the property, coming out of your own pocket?
Some of them, yeah. Some of them, yes, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Who employs the staff who are working there just now?
Who employs it?
Yes.
I do.
You employ. And how are you recruiting your staff?
Like, half a friend, yeah, like a friend from the takeaways, yeah, they tell me, like, I'm quiet, yeah, you have to run staff, yeah, I've got staff, yeah. Or like.
No, can you explain how are you recruiting them? What do you do to get new staff?
How I find the staff? How do I find the staff?
Yes.
It's like a reference from friends or like from other takeaways, yeah. They tell us, like, if you want any staff, I've got this member history, and if you want to check him, we'll call him, yeah, we'll ask him to work for us one day to see if he's good, yeah. for like references, like from some people asking, can we take this time to have a job here? We ask them if you have any experience and all that. If you don't, have a training and all that.
Does somebody left a briefcase out here? Sorry.
Well, we advertise as well, like on Facebook, we advertise some on the Facebook as well.
Yeah.
Jobs on Facebook or Indeed as well. Sometimes, like when we don't can't find anything, we advertise on Indeed or Total Jobs. Yeah.
Right. So friends and relatives?
No, no, friends and like, it's like references there. Like when you know people, yeah, they ask you, you have any job for the, I have one guy who's looking for a job. Or like if we can't find anything, yeah, then we put on Indeed or Total Job, yeah. That's the easy way to find the stuff.
And are any of the staff who are currently employed by you, have they worked, how long have they worked at Papers?
At Papers, yeah. One worked for only for 3-4 weeks, and one been working for 3 months.
So you only have two working for you?
No, one working for 3 weeks and one working for 6 months, yeah, and including me as well. I'm in the property as well. And I've got two delivery drivers as well at the moment as well.
So you have two delivery drivers?
Two delivery drivers. I've got myself, I've got two other staff. Actually, it's quite, yeah. I can't afford to have many staff.
No.
But
so are there five of you all working there?
Yeah, inside is three, yeah. I'm talking about inside is three.
Three working inside and
yeah,
two delivery
drivers. Yeah, they one working 3-4 days, one working just two on the weekend, yeah.
And how did you get them?
They come inside, they ask for a job, yeah, like, yeah, I can't have a job. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, or they call the takeaway, they're like,
right.
You're looking for a job, if you have a job.
Right. So, do you operate a proper payroll system, you know, so that, yeah.
I've started already, yeah.
Right.
I put myself as well. I've got one staff, yeah, he's been working in the trade for the last 6 years. He's used to work in Sandbatch. That's the license property as well. And he's been working on that trade for 5 years. Now he comes to us.
Mm-hmm. Right, can you explain to us why Kerry Cox is no longer your agent? You know, when you were applying for the licence, according to the papers here, you had Kerry Cox as your agent. She doesn't appear to be your agent any longer.
Because I was on holiday for like 2 weeks, and she was not like following my case properly. Like I had to ask her if this happening. She like, your solicitor is supposed to tell you everything, explain you like you should do this if this doesn't happen. They were not telling properly, like they were not following my case properly. Have to force them, then this doesn't work. And they were very expensive. They were asking a lot of money to come to the hearing.
So they're very expensive.
Yeah. They were asking a lot of money to come to the hearing. I said, I'm not paying you because it's not worth it for me.
So did she initially give you any advice whenever you were applying for the license?
No. I asked them, I told them, like, this is happening, and they said, okay, we'll be good, yeah, we'll do it and all that. They were not following their policy.
So for how long did she work for you as an agent?
As an agent, since I applied for the license, since that day.
So she worked for you when you were applying for the license?
She, I think, when I applied for the license, 2-3 days ago, I met them, yeah, Duncan and Kerry, yeah. Duncan was the barrister, yeah, I was dealing with him, Kerry was his associate, so I was dealing with Duncan, yeah.
Okay, any further questions?
Just like to say, we've heard the business application. Can you explain to the licensing committee what you as a business would bring to the community?
The business?
And the wider scale of
on
people.
Scale.
Yeah, well, what would your business enhance the community with if we were to give you these licensing hours that you require or that you're applying for? What would Peppers bring to the community?
Like you're talking about the service or?
Yes, everything extra. Other than what it does now.
We will change the environment of the shop, yeah. When people come to the shop, yeah, when they leave it, they'll have a face on this smile on their face, yeah. I will change the environment of the shop, yeah. I will deal with the customer, yeah. With like you will see the difference, yeah. When you will see when people talk about peppers, yeah, they will say something very, very nice, yeah. And with our food, yeah, I'm not saying this because that's my place, yeah, but our food is like we got the very best news about our food, yeah. It's like we serve the best food in Stafford. Yeah. I'm not saying because this is my property, I'm saying this, yeah. But we are serving the best food at the moment, yeah.
Yeah, just one more question, Chair, if I might. Have all the staff had food hygiene training and do this display their certificate in the shop?
Then the inspection team comes, yeah, they check all the certificates.
Yep.
That's when they check all the certificates displayed.
Yeah.
Some, I'm not saying display, yeah, but I think mine's displayed, yeah, but theirs on the, but I'll display them as well.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Chair, apologies to interrupt. I do have one more question, if permitted by yourselves, and it's only a question been generated as a result of some of the answers that's been given to yourselves. But I appreciate we've had our turn according to the agenda, but it's a ask if I'm permitted or not. It's
I'm not sure if you should go back from the.
It's at your discretion. If it's a relevant question to what's been raised, you have the discretion to allow it.
Is it relevant? Yeah?
Well,
it's come
so.
From what you've heard.
Okay,
on you go.
Thank you very much. You were asked about the improvements to the shop, and obviously that was costing you some money. And the council asked, was that coming out of your own pocket? To which you replied, some of it. My question is, who else is paying for it?
Like something like from the shop I'm taking from the shop, yeah. Money I'm taking from the shop, yeah. Some of them but have money, some of them don't have money.
Right, so just so we're all clear, some of it's money that's already yours and from the takings you are earning whilst you're operating town. There's no other third party paying for those improvements.
But me and my family, I'm a dad, yeah. I might ask money from my dad, yeah. He lives in Pakistan, yeah.
Okay.
If I needed it, I would ask him, yeah. That's why I went to Pakistan, yeah, just to meet my dad, yeah. Can you see me if I need something here? Yeah, can you please help me? And that's why I went to Pakistan for 2 weeks, yeah, just to convince my dad, yeah, that I might need some money for business, yeah. And if you could help me, I'll pay you. Yeah, that's my dad.
Okay. Thank you.
Right then, we're now on number 8 on the procedure. So we're going to ask the police now to summarise what you have actually said, and let's not have any more or additional information brought in, please.
Certainly, Chair. I'll be doing that for police if I may, and I will endeavour to keep it brief. Councillor Foley's referenced about the previous history of the late trading, and obviously we haven't bought any footage to today, that's quite correct. However, when the applicant's been giving their narrative to the committee, to be fair, by their own admission, they've admitted late trading on Sunday night after the Euros, because, and it's referred to in the revised guidance, it issued under Section 182 of the Licensing Act, specifically Chapter 3, Paragraph 13, in part, the 2003 Act affects premises such as night cafes and takeaway food outlets where people may gather to purchase hot food or hot drink at any time from 2300 or until 0500. In this case, supply takes place when the hot food or hot drink is given to the customer, not when the payment is made. For example, supply takes place when a table meal is served in a restaurant or when a takeaway is handed to a customer over the counter. So we've heard from the applicant that payment might have been made before 2300 hours. However, again, by their own admission, that they've had persons on premises after 11 and the provision of the late night refreshment took place after that time. That's a criminal offence. So there is some reoccurring issues already, it would seem. One of the difficulties we have as the police is when we're trying to get some information for the limited amount of contact we've had, whether it be in meetings or here, we've asked what I consider to be quite simple direct questions. How long have you worked there? Have you bought the business? And the answers accurately aren't forthcoming. We've got, in relation to the purchase of the business, it hasn't been purchased yet because it's not been paid for. And crucially, when the license, if granted, is done, there is no way of enforcing that sale taking place. If it's ever actually going to. We've heard a lot about how, from a financial perspective, the license is required. And to be fair, that nobody operates a business if it's not going to make them any money. That's common sense. But what I must raise, because this is something that comes up quite a lot, is with regards to our position, and I would respectfully say the same for your position, private enterprises should not be a consideration in the decision making. There are four elements to consider, and they are the licensing objectives. If you are convinced that they will be suitably promoted, then you would issue the license. If you think that they will not be and they will be undermined, it should be refused. Private enterprise does not appear in the Licensing Act. We would consider that the grant of the license will undermine the licensing objectives. We've already got a continued link to the last applicant because the business is still theirs, it's not been paid for. We've heard Sunday night they've committed criminal offences by supplying hot food or drink after 2300 hours. And all the questions that have been asked of the applicant about pub watch, door staff, etc., it's all will do, will do, will do. Again, there's nothing in place at the moment, and certainly a number of those things will not be enforceable. It's going on the, if you like, the promise of the applicant, which, given the overarching history of the premises, we as the police have some concern that a number of these things will not be done and we'll be back to where we were. Particularly, we've already had the late trading element, that featured one in the last objection for the application, and also featured in the review that we've done before. So there is a repetition of the same things happening. Admittedly, potentially on a small scale, but we have had involvement of both the barrister and his associates who've been referenced today, and I know that they were involved up until and including yesterday, because that's when I was told by the barrister he wasn't coming today. So there's been elongated involvement. So it's with those points, which are quite unusual in part, I accept, that the police would respectfully request that the application be reviewed, please.
Thank you. Right then, Mr. Rama, it's your turn to present your case, and you may not introduce anything that is new to us. So just summarise what you've already told us. Anything that you've said today may be summarised.
Like he said, like we served off 11 o'clock, yeah, but that was the like customers, yeah. Like if customer order food, yeah, before 11 o'clock, yeah, food at least takes some food, some orders are very big, yeah, it takes time. But that's why we locked the door was locked, but the customer was inside, we were just serving them, but the door was locked, with no service, letting anybody in, yeah. Okay, that was my mistake, yeah, I didn't know that, I shouldn't do it, like, I just get to know it, yeah. I didn't know it before, yeah, that I will take care of it from future, yeah, but since I've taken over, yeah, I've been looking after time very closely. I've been looking after time very closely. I'm not doing anything against the law. Till 11 o'clock, if they are 11, yeah, we will, 11 o'clock, we are out. We lock the door, yeah. Even though we start cleaning, yeah, and all that, but the door was locked, his machine was stopped, nothing was working after 11 o'clock, yeah. But whatever happened in the past, yeah, it will not happen again, yeah. It will not happen again, yeah. And if you guys like, give us some time, yeah, to review us for 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, whatever you think is right, yeah. And watch us how we progress, yeah. And then see if you not convinced, yeah, then take it back. See, it's all up to you. Yeah, but we are here to do business, yeah. Like, if we want to do business, yeah. I will make sure, like myself and my staff, yeah, they will behave properly with the customers and all that. They will not involve with anything whatever happened in the past, yeah.
Right. So what is it? That it? Yep, that's it. Right, then I think what we'll do is we'll ask you all to withdraw, please, and you'll consider what we have heard and just make your decision.